Charlie bit me.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
And I had to do like 300 Hail Mary, whatever. Man. With Chrissy, it was fucking ridiculous. Gosh. I had a friend.
They really showed you. You're a devout Catholic these look at days, me. Aren't you?
They got me. They got me. It was the 299th Hail Mary that convinced me that God was the Catholic God was the real version of it.
Right.
Like, you're so busy.
Just lie and act busy.
Yeah, I know you're a loser. You got nothing on that calendar. Don't worry about your children. What? You got to pick your kid up at school? Let him rot!
Leave him!
Leave him! You got to close the deal! $400 means a full pipeline. Girls with fake boobs. Jacuzzis on private airplanes.
Planes.
Yeah. You're going to be there anyway.
Yeah.
Tell your kid to take a cab home from school. What are you doing? You need to close that $400 deal. And I'm like, $5 for an internet spot, $2 for this, $1 for that. I mean, we're literally selling ads for $1. And I'm nervous about telling the sales staff there. And I can see all these old people like, yeah, we seen you, kid. You're like a consultant. You come, you go. We're not worried about you. You'll be gone in a day. You're just like the typewriter.
It's a fad.
Yeah, you're just like the typewriter. It came and it went. It's like...
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Yes, sir. Another episode of The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my good friend and co-host, Kristen Hoadley.
Woo!
Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. I hope you're doing well. Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of this, The Commercial Break. I just don't even know what to say anymore about the Kardashians.
No.
There's a new level of odd going on, and I'm not sure how to approach this, but I guess we'll just get right into it. YouTube.com/TheCommercialBreak if you want to follow along visually, and subscribe. Smash that like
smash
bell.
It.
Smash it. Look at those hands.
Oh,
look
yeah.
at Khloe Kardashian's hands. What is going on
there's
there?
Been a big thing about it.
First of all, she looks great.
She does.
She looks great.
She does.
She's plastic fantastic, but she looks great. Great, mm-hmm. great doctor, whoever that is, mm-hmm. right? Doing wonderful things with her lips and her eyes and her nose. But there's a Gucci ad that's out there, and you probably have seen it. You can Google Khloe Kardashian's hands if you really want to look at. It's like Spiegel's hands is the only way
it
to
is.
Explain what they look like. Like
yeah.
Spiegel or
I saw somebody,
Maleficent.
Yeah, I yeah. saw somebody say it's those hands that you think when you were a kid were going to come out from under the bed and
True.
Grab you.
True, yes, yes. It's scary as shit. Her hands look so long and bony, and then she's got these
really long nails.
Like, I don't know, that's like... What would you call that? It's almost like a goth look
yeah.
to the nails. They're long and look like
well,
claws.
Well, the skin color on her hands,
is
too,
weird
is
too.
It's like matching her dress, which is gray.
Yeah.
So that
That's
doesn't
true.
Match her face, which
no.
is nice,
which is
healthy
tan.
Color.
Yeah, it looks like me.
Yeah.
He's going to the same tanning bed
yeah,
I
Yeah, but her hands are gray. Are,
yeah, they almost like they powdered them or something or colored
know.
Them in afterwards.
Yeah.
Or maybe that's just
it's
her natural
from the
skin
dress.
Color.
It could be.
Yeah, and then they put a bunch of makeup on her face. But these hands are highly disturbing in this
she
particular photo.
She could also
photo.
Be like Nico and Dead. We don't know it.
Well, that's true. Well, I mean, I won't get into it with Nico, but, you know, Chrissy and I were just talking. Nico started barking right before the show came on, and I'm explaining that Nico is now fully senile. He's,
yeah.
I'll give him a treat, and he'll look, I'll put it right in front of his nose, and he'll start walking around in circles looking for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, Nico, it's right there,
yeah.
buddy. And I don't want to put it near him because then he bites. Like,
right.
I don't think he can see real well. He doesn't have any teeth.
He's like, where
he
is it?
I know. There's a rat running around him at night. He's just like, I don't know. He's so...
Aww,
I know.
Nico.
And I was thinking, you know, we have said this before in the podcast. I'm pretty sure the dog is on the way out the door. Like, there's only so many.
We've been saying this for 2 years.
We've been
now.
Saying it for 2 years. And I think probably episode number 500, we're going to be giving Nico updates too.
Yes.
But she might be. She might just be a ghost. This looks
yeah.
so weird to me. And then so I'm like, okay, well, you know, there's the magic of editing, right? Somebody could
of
have
course.
Just distorted these hands to look a little longer. I don't necessarily know how they could have done that, but I'm also not a Photoshop whiz. Or I would Photoshop make myself look anything. A lot better on this podcast.
Maybe we need to get Facetune.
Yeah. I tried some of that on Instagram, but it was just so obvious.
Yeah.
I'm not young enough to get away with it.
Right.
So I thought, okay, you know, there's a lot of stuff that gets taken out of context and manipulated and all that stuff. So maybe just give Chloe the benefit of the doubt that someone's doing this. So then I took a look at other pictures of her hands, and they are pretty long and bony.
Yeah.
Now, you can't help the hands that you have.
No.
So it's not like, you know, I'm not saying she's a bad person because she has weird hands, but she has weird hands.
Mm-hmm. Well, the nails aren't helping anything. And the color again.
And the color. Look at those knuckles. They're just like, they're, remember, they do you crack your knuckles? Long.
Yeah.
Do you crack your knuckles?
I do.
Yeah, I crack my knuckles too. Mm-hmm. I've been doing it since I was a kid. Yeah. Now, I remember when I was a kid in Catholic school, the nuns and the priests and the teachers, don't crack your knuckles. You'll end up with baseball-sized knuckles. And there was this old lady who used to go to the church. She was like the head of parishioners or some bullshit. You know, the Catholic Church, they always give you stupid titles depending on what level of corruption you're involved in, right? And so this old lady is like, she
had large knuckles.
Oh, my God, holy.
She was a cautionary tale.
Yeah, they were baseball-sized, and she, like, walked around, and everyone was scared of her because she had these really weird-looking hands with these huge
knuckles.
Probably
arthritis. Knuckles.
Probably. Or, you know, something, conjunctivitis of the hand or some shit like that. I don't even know. So I always was I felt like I was doing something bad, something wrong every time I cracked my knuckles, but I had a compulsion to do so since I can remember, right? I have to crack my knuckles or my hands feel like they're getting stiff and weird.
Right.
So I crack my knuckles. Now, obviously, many years later, we know that doesn't, you know, cracking knuckles doesn't necessarily hurt your hands and all that other stuff. But this reminds me of what my hands may have looked like had those priests and nuns been correct about my sinnery. I actually confessed once that I cracked my knuckles. That's a true story in confession. I never wanted to tell the priest what I really did, so I'd always make shit up.
I cracked my knuckles.
Yeah, I was lying to the priest, basically. I was like, I cracked my knuckles, I stole a cookie, I, you know, whacked off. One of my friends one time.
How many Hail Marys did you have to do for that?
Oh, God. One time I told the priest in high school that I didn't necessarily think that the Bible was a true story. Oh. And in religion class, I questioned the validity of the dogma, right? I got smart with the teacher, basically.
Yes.
I thought it was Dead Poets Society.
Right.
And I was going to stand up on the desk and lead a revolt.
Challenge.
And he sent me straight to confession and I got detention. And he's like, he was a priest, but he wanted me to go confess to another about my sinnery, right?
Okay.
You know, taking God's name in vain or whatever the fuck it was. And so I went and I was like so over it. I said to the priest behind the whatever you call it in the confessional, I said, listen, I don't necessarily believe everything everybody else believes around this school. And he's like, well, that's a problem. Maybe you shouldn't be at this school if that's the way that you feel. And I was like, sure, talk to my parents about it. Maybe they'll get me out of this hellhole.
Fingers crossed. Knuckles popped.
Big knuckles, big knuckle fingered crossed. And so he gave me like 300 Hail Marys or something like that. He told me he wanted me to go sit in the rectory or whatever it was, you know, the church there,
where the pews
school
are.
Yeah, where the pews are. And I had to do like 300 Hail Mary, whatever it was. Chrissy, it was fucking ridiculous.
Gosh.
I had a friend.
They really showed you. You're a devout Catholic these days, aren't you?
They got me. It was the 299th Hail Mary that convinced me that God was the Catholic God was the real version of it.
Right.
I had a friend once who was so upset about having masturbated that he had to go to confession.
Catholic guilt.
Yeah, and I was like, I don't think there's anything to be upset about. I'm like, I'm whacking off all over the place. If you did it once and you're fucked, I'm going straight to hell.
Right.
But I didn't care. I just wanted to look at Playboy magazines. So Chloe's hands, they're highly disturbing. I don't know what to say about this picture. And she does have long, kind of skinny, weird fingers. I also think she lost a lot of weight, a ton of weight.
Mm-hmm.
And I think had she not lost all of that weight, her fingers may be a little bit more plump. Like, I don't know if you have fat in your fingers, but you must, right?
Yeah.
Like, people who are bigger get bigger hands, right? They get kind of those, like, you know, what do they call them? Sausage fingers?
Sausage.
You get those sausage. Like my kids, they have little sausage fingers. But this is not the only thing that's going on with the Kardashians.
No, it's
the Kardashians are a hot mess right now. Or really, it's Kanye that's a hot mess. But he's making life miserable for those fucking Kardashians.
Yes, he is.
He wasn't invited to his daughter's birthday.
Ooh.
Yesterday, he flew like a like Frontier Airlines or something. I saw this. Now, what? This is going to be, guys, just know that we do not record these like the day that you're listening. So, you know, I understand this may be dated news at the time. But he flew on a commercial jet from L.A. to New York on a commercial jet.
Wow.
That's Kanye.
And not just
West.
Any commercial jet.
Frontier. Airlines. Or what is Frontier Spirit, one of those two, right?
Okay.
It was a low cost
carrier.
Yeah, they got pictures of him going through the airport and going through security, and he had that full mask on that he likes
he
to
did
wear.
The, mask, yeah.
The black mask with the hoodie that he had to take it off and the whole nine yards. That's not how Kanye West travels.
No.
Just like we were talking about the other day. You get that kind of wealth and you fly privately because you don't want to be bothered by every fucking Yahoo with the camera.
Exactly.
Kanye. For whatever reason, because he's a little screwy Louie in the head, right? He's got a couple of nuts and bolts banging around up there. He decided he's going to fly commercial.
Man of the people.
He will not. Yeah, man of the people. He will not. Did you see
with
that?
With a $1 trillion real estate portfolio.
God, he's got a couple billion dollars in the bank. Did you see that L.A. Coliseum thing that he did on Amazon with Drake? He did this big production concert at the L.A. Coliseum where the Olympics were.
Okay.
Full. Packed. Two nights in a row. I think it was two shows.
He did it with Drake?
He did it with Drake, and it was two shows in the same night.
Thought they were kind of at odds.
No. Okay. Drake came on board, and that was like directly after this whole Travis Scott hat thing happened. Seems like Drake got away scot-free. He's just running around putting Tabasco in his semen.
Yes, condoms.
So they did this whole show, and Amazon broadcast it live.
I
caught a portion of it. This is not I mean, he sings about being a man of the people, but putting on a $100 million production like this is not what a man of the people. He's like Michael Jackson level at this point.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
He is.
That's the kind of fame and wealth and grandiosity this guy has.
Mm-hmm.
But he is just so upset about the fact that Kim dumped him that he refuses to get over it. He is writing an Instagram post, like a stream of consciousness Instagram post that just does not end about I want us back together. Yesterday, he just blatantly said it. I'm begging you for a reunion with my family. Like, I'm begging you. Please stop it. Yes. Meanwhile, he's dating somebody.
Yeah,
he's dating
I think I
somebody.
Saw that too.
It's like, how does this chick feel? If she's smart, she doesn't give a shit.
Yeah,
if she's smart,
true.
She doesn't give a shit. If she's stupid, she starts complaining. Right?
True.
If I was dating Kanye, I'd be like, it's just Kanye.
Whatever you want.
Yeah, whatever you want. Why are we flying commercial? This was not part of the deal, Kanye.
No.
If you're going
to sign up for the jet.
If you're going to pine after your ex, I want the full treatment. I want the full service. Kanye is a mess.
Yeah, he's freaking out. And then Pete Davidson just came out and officially said, called Kim his girlfriend, which is big news.
It's huge news.
Yeah.
And like, you know, they've been kind of dancing around the subject for a while. But listen, we all knew, and everybody kind of
I didn't know. I was kind of like, are they? Maybe they're just good friends, but now.
But isn't this just like a well-orchestrated PR campaign?
Could be.
They may like
I don't
each
put
other.
It past them.
No. Everything that the Kardashians do,
is
I think,
well
has
thought
well
out.
Thought out. Mm-hmm. It's all planned. And so if Pete Davidson is announcing their relationship, he has approval from their PR team.
Exactly.
And probably now his PR
and
team
Kris Jenner
to do it.
Too.
And Kris Jenner. Oh, yeah.
she pulls the strings.
Speaking of Maleficent, I mean, that lady is like, she knows what the fuck she's doing.
Yes,
that
she
is one powerful, smart,
very
wickedly cunning woman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She was like, she was born for this.
Yeah.
She was
really
born
is.
To manipulate the media.
Really,
honestly.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, and she has done it perfectly every step of the way.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? What's her name?
Ray J.
No. Her former husband, Kris Jenner.
Oh, yeah, Kris Jenner.
Becomes.
No. She's Kris Jenner. Bruce Jenner.
Bruce Jenner becomes Caitlyn Jenner.
Yes.
And she stands right the fuck by him the entire time. I mean, they get a divorce. They have to, of course. That's, you know, it kind of goes almost without saying.
Right.
But she stands right the fuck by him. He's still involved in their lives. She pulls those, but she doesn't get too involved. And then, you know, when he gets political, she backs off.
Yeah.
You know, she pulls those Kardashian strings. She takes them off E, says bye-bye to Ryan Seacrest, and goes and gets a bigger deal over at Hulu or whatever the fuck. She is so fucking smart.
Yeah, it's very, very amazing.
It's unbelievable how successful these people are. And it all started with a porn video.
Mm-hmm.
It all started with a porn video. That's, I mean, some could argue Bruce Jenner was famous, and then they were involved in the O.J. Simpson
case.
Yeah,
I mean, Kim was running around with Paris, so they were best friends. Yeah. But then, the tape let loose. That catapulted her. Then she was in Playboy.
Yeah.
Then they had the show, and it just went from there.
It just went from there. And then social media came about.
Social media, the height of social media.
They came online, like, right as Facebook was coming online, and they rode that. Then Instagram, God bless America.
Yeah, they're all over that.
The entire time, she has had 100% Kris Jenner and Kim, and maybe a little less so Khloe, but Khloe has a lower profile than Kim does. And then that Kylie Jenner with her smoking fucking looks.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's also incredibly
smart
businesswoman.
Those two, Kendall and Kylie. We saw them grow up on the Kardashians, and then they grew up into women.
Oh, they did grow up. I don't mind saying that at all, but they're also smart businesswomen.
They really are. Is it Kendall or Kylie that's the
Kendall.
Billionaire?
Kendall.
The first billionaire.
Yeah, Kendall's the youngest
woman.
Billionaire in the world, I think.
Yeah,
the youngest
with the makeup
woman.
Line.
Yeah, with the makeup line. Mm-hmm. Everything has been controlled and measured and pined out, except for one fucking thing. One holy shit mistake was made, and that is Kanye fucking West. He cannot...
Well, he was a good friend for forever with Kim, and then it looked like it was a good kind of match.
Yeah.
Okay. But he's definitely gone off the rails.
I never really thought that Kim and Kanye, like, Kanye seems to me to be an outer space kind of guy.
Yeah.
That would be with an outer space kind of woman. Like, someone that was really, it almost seems like if Angelina Jolie was around Kanye's age, that they would make a good couple.
True.
Because she's a space cadet and he's a space cadet, in the two of them together. Kim seemed a little bit more down to earth and maybe not, you know, not as creatively wild as Kanye is. And now Kanye can't get the fuck over it. He cannot get over it. This poor guy. At first I thought it was funny, and now I'm like, I kind of feel bad for the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've all been there. We've all been in a relationship where we're like, please come back to me.
You might have the broken heart syndrome.
Yeah. Unfortunately, fortunately for the commercial break, we have 672 Instagram followers. He has 672 million Instagram followers.
It's similar.
She changed her fucking number. Kim Kardashian changed her number. He literally he tweeted out a screenshot of him texting somebody, please give me Kim's number.
Oh my God. Please give
me Kim's new number.
No way.
Yeah. That's dirty.
That's the mother of his children. You kind of have to have a connection there.
But she has seen him through all of this kind of, you know, he's had some mental breakdowns.
Mm-hmm.
So she might, I'd like to think that Kim is doing what she thinks is in the best interest of the children, because she does seem like a good mother.
Yes, I agree.
And I'm sure Kanye is a wonderful father too. I'm not saying that, but maybe like she has to kind of measure out
some boundaries,
the interaction.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this. Kanye predicted this was going to happen like 10, 12 years ago in one of his songs.
Okay.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
Listen to this. One day I'm going to marry a porn star. We'll have a big ass crib and a long yard. We'll have a mansion and we'll fly some maids or some fly maids. Now, that's just three lines in a song. But one day I'm going to marry a porn star. Now, maybe because he already knew Kim Kardashian, he felt like this, you know.
Yeah.
All right. But now listen to this one. Next song. Restraining order. Can't see my daughter, her mother, brother, grandmother. Hate me. In that order. Public visitation. We met at Borders. Told her to take me back. I'm being supportive. I made mistakes. I bumped my head. Court sucked me dry. I spent that bread. She needs her daddy. Baby, please. Can't let her grow up in that ghetto university.
No way.
He wrote this.
I mean, that almost makes me think, is this like just been planned out from 15 years ago?
Yeah, I mean, is this Kris Jenner?
Are we just watching unfold what was supposed to happen?
Let's write a rap right now. TCB, $100 million on that Spotify, make you holla.
Yeah, let's definitely come up with something, and we'll put it in the universe.
We should have Will the Champ should write us a rap song.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get on that, Will. Get on that. So I just find this like completely almost surreal that he wrote this 12 years ago, and how spot on it is. This is generalized, but not that general, right? It's almost like
maybe he was the one who was orchestrating the whole thing. I don't know.
I wouldn't put it past any of these people.
Yeah, I know. I really don't either.
Yeah, maybe
I will believe anything.
Part of some secret cabal that controls the world. Yes. Maybe Q is right. Maybe Kanye and Kim are just devil worshiping. Say the Super Bowl halftime, which will now have since passed by now, but the Super Bowl halftime is being hailed by some QAnon supporters as like a big Satanist. Like they're throwing up their hands and going, it's a Satan worshiping devil. You know, the devil is orchestrating the halftime show. These guys are real fucked.
No, I know. And I was just reading a little story about somebody's mom out in Texas that like got sucked into that. And she just continuously keeps going to Houston thinking that JFK Jr.
Is going to show up.
Yeah.
How fucking wacky.
I mean, I don't know. And then when it doesn't happen, they still
believe. Yeah, it's the next date and the next date.
Yeah.
And there's this guy who's leading all of these people out in Houston.
Yes, it's that guy.
And that guy is like just taking their money and keeps on telling them the next date, the next date, the next date. And they fucking believe it.
Yep.
They're literally putting this guy up in like the top of the Hilton in the fucking presidential suite because they believe that he knows when
GFK
Jr.
That's what happens with cult leaders.
I know. And they just keep on moving the date. I mean, listen, what a whack job.
I know.
Can you imagine if your mom got involved in that? Your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister wasn't like, they were like, hey, I'm going to Houston because JFK Jr.
What?
Hey, I'm going to Houston to meet Elvis. What? Great, Mom. Just leave your checkbook.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
It's sad.
Don't go spending my inheritance on some wackadoodle podcaster who thinks he knows everything. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Maybe we should get into the QAnon thing.
Maybe we should get into the cult business.
We should get in the cult business. I think I would be a good
lucrative
cult leader. I think I would be a good cult leader.
I think you would.
Speaking of cult leaders.
Would you wear a robe?
Of course I would. I'd wear a pizzle.
Yes.
I'd wear a whale dick robe. That's what I'd wear. I'd be like, kiss the pizzle.
The magic pizzle. Yeah. The magic of the pillow envelops me.
You know, I'd probably have the hood, like the shaft of, like the head of the penis head. Made as the hood. And so, you know, these details are important. And then I'd have people kiss the top of the head. Like...
That is awesome.
Betty White was never dead. <That's right. laughs> She's coming back to save us all from Joe Biden. Kiss the head of the pizzle. And can I run your American Express for $2,000? I want to order room service later. Did you kiss the pizzle? Kiss the pizzle.
Kiss the pizzle.
Kiss the pee of the pizzle. Oh my God. Speaking of cult leaders, commercial break is seeing a bit of success, might I say. By a bit of success, I mean we got 10 additional listeners that we did when we first.
Yes.
We're now up to $4 a day on this silly program.
I know. Cheers.
Cheers. But I feel structurally, organizationally, we're not firing on all cylinders. We need to put the screw, we need to tighten the screws a little bit, Chris.
Okay. Put a little gas in the tank.
We do need to put a little gas in the tank. I feel like we're not meeting our quarterly numbers. Our projections are all over. Our projections are all over the place. I think we projected to make $300,000 this month, and we're making $7. That's YouTube included.
Dollars.
Yes. $100,000. So I have, and unfortunately, because the commercial break budget is a little lean this January, you know, January is not a great month for advertisers. I thought that what I would do is I'd bring in a motivational speaker, but he can't be here live. I had him record something for us, and I'd like to just the TCB team to take a moment to listen to this motivational speaker because I think it's going to help us drive our numbers,
drive
our projections, get
in the right headspace.
Just get excited about the things that are coming up. I mean, look, I don't mean to knock your performance, but...
It's been a little subpar?
I think that's probably... an understatement, actually.
It might be my eye.
Yeah. Now that you point out. Okay.
I swear we need to do a whole segment on this.
We'll do it.
Listeners.
We'll do it. Yeah, I think we need to do
it. For phone injuries. It's a real thing.
Okay. After the motivational speaker, we'll talk about Chrissy's eye because I was trying to avoid it so as not to draw attention to it. But I think at this point, we have to draw attention to the injury in Chrissy's eye because it might be disturbing to some viewers. It might be disturbing to some listeners. I'm not sure. But first,
I want to get in the right headspace.
Yeah, we got to get in the right headspace. Mm-hmm. Remember, TCB, we're a team here.
TCB team.
There's no T in TCB team. There's no pizzle in team. We got to get our heads right. We got to move forward into the second quarter and know that things are coming together a little bit better than they are in the first quarter. Hey, everybody, it's that time inside the commercial break when we take a commercial break, and I have some exciting news for you. Chrissy and I are going to be starting a series where we play a number of games here on the podcast, and we want you involved. If you're interested, leave us a message at one of two places. Go to tcbpodcast.com, click on the Contact Us form, and drop us an email, or you can leave a text message or a voicemail on 661-BEST-2-YO. That's 661-237-8296. I'm not going to get into what games we're playing, but we're going to be playing a lot of them, so there's plenty of room for everybody. Also, if you'd like to follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and youtube.com/The Commercial Break for content you cannot get anywhere else. We put out clips on both Instagram and YouTube every single day. And on YouTube, we have a series called In the Studio. It's filmed exclusively for YouTube, so you can only get it there. Subscribe if you like the channel. We certainly would appreciate it. People are texting us and leaving us messages asking us how they can best support the show. One of two or both ways. Number one, you can leave us a review on your favorite podcast player. We certainly would appreciate it, and it helps us grow the audience of the show, which then in turn makes our sponsors happy. If you're ever in the market for any of our sponsors, products, or services, if you could use the specialized URLs or discount codes that we give away on air, it gives you free shit and it tells our sponsors we're doing a good job. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday is now the new schedule. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns about that, go ahead and hit us up on that 661-237-8296 number, and I'll let you know how I feel about you letting us know how you feel. And now, a word from said sponsors. So I've hired one of the world's most motivational human beings, Grant Cardone, to record something for us. Now, if I say record something for us, I took it off YouTube.
Okay. Fair enough.
It fit the budget.
That's right.
Here we go.
Every business. I have five companies now. We'll do $100 million this year. I started every one of those companies with no money.
See? $0, Chrissy.
That's what we
just
have.
Just like the commercial break. $0.
Okay. So check.
Check.
$0, okay. Check.
All right.
Zero money, man. Just hustle and grit and courage.
And pizzle leather. This fucking drives me crazy. These motivational speakers who talk
like this.
There's
so many of them, yeah.
There's so many of them. And I don't personally, obviously, Grant Cardone is the worst. He's the guiltiest of this. All you need is the right attitude. I never had a dime except for the $20 million someone gave me. Just grit, attitude, and 600 other people to do the work for me.
Yeah.
By the way, you can hire Grant on, what's that shout out service where you can get the celebrities?
Cameo.
You can hire him on Cameo. He's out there running these five businesses.
I've called on people I didn't want to be with. I've done things I didn't want to do, okay? It is not about doing what you love. It's about doing whatever it takes.
Oh.
That's a fucking fantastic sentiment, Grant, at doing whatever it takes. You think that like most business people in the world, people who have their own businesses or are trying to succeed in someone else's business, aren't doing what they think it takes?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
this is a ridiculous notion.
It's a broad statement.
Sheer willpower can get you over. And this is so, and listen to these people. They're going fucking bananas over this. They believe
everyone.
Woo, I'm going to kill somebody.
To make your dreams a reality, to be closed and stay closed. If you're not closed on your product, if you're not buying your own product, why would you expect anybody else to?
Wait, what? If you hear commercial break ads on the commercial break, it's because we're buying our own product. We believe in it. Kill your wife, divorce your dog, do whatever it takes.
Whatever.
If $400 is a lot of money, your prospect says to you, $400, do it.
Do it!
Is he in MLM marketing?
He's in real estate, MLM. Okay. He's in all of it,
all of it.
And
he was talking about prospects.
Yeah, prospects.
Uh-huh.
Do it. Just tell whoever you're on the phone with to do it. How many times have you made a sales call?
Just give me that $400.
Chrissy, how many times have you made a sales call?
Thousands.
Thousands. Thousands.
Thousands.
Okay, now add my thousands.
Right.
And never has the words do it worked on
just
anybody.
Just do it.
Do it! $400
Right. Just give it to me.
You're not going to make any money unless you spend $400 with me.
Listen to me, man. You're 32 years old. You've been trying to save money for 20 years, and you hadn't. Do it and
years?
Do it now.
Hold on. 20 years since you were 12?
Since you were 12?
You're a loser. You haven't been saving since you were 12.
You're sleeping in your mom's basement. You got one egg, one line.
So you're 32 years old. For the last 20 years, you've been just doing nothing.
You've been trying to save money, and you haven't. So spend your last $400 with me.
Yep.
Anything special here? I'm not going to be empathetic. Quit being stupid. Write the check.
God.
This what in the fuck kind of motivation is this? This is it. This is like strong arming, high pressure sales tactics that he's trying to teach somebody. Yeah. I can guarantee you, Grant fucking Cardone has never been on a phone call with anybody before he got famous telling somebody, just write the check. Just write the check.
No.
This is the most ridiculous motivational advice I've ever heard in my entire life, and I've heard some pretty stupid fucking people be motivated. The problem is that everybody and their mother in 2022 is a motivational speaker.
True.
And they're all saying basically the same thing. And now you pay them big dollars to go to their course, get all hyped up for 15 fucking minutes, and absolutely fall on your face the second you walk out the door, because it was never going to work for anybody but them in the first place. Mm-hmm. The reason why they're charging you $400 to walk in the door and teach this is because they're not doing that themselves, or they wouldn't be charging you $400 to walk in the door and do this in the first place. The money's not in the product. The money is in the coaching, and everybody's a fucking coach in 2022. I'm so sick of it. I am. I can't stand it. Everybody.
True.
I don't know if the compliance guy likes that or not. But I know this. Look, if you believe...
I don't know if the FBI likes that or not. Warm up the plane, Bob.
The compliance guy.
The compliance guy. When do you have a compliance guy at your motivational seminar?
you might be in trouble.
It's like your lawyer calls and he's like, listen, you got that seminar this weekend? I'm going to send a compliance guy by to make sure you don't get arrested again.
Then what you're selling? How many of you believe in what you're selling? Then close the deal. Then close the deal, okay?
Learn to close.
Sounds like one of our old managers.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Then close the deal. How many phone calls did you make? 20? Make 50.
Yeah, close it.
Close the deal. What are we doing? It's like, the sheer, I can manifest it out of thin air. Yeah. Forget about
buy
the
this?
Person on the other
yeah.
phone.
Yeah.
You want to buy this? Well, no. Do it!
Let me think about it. No, write the check.
No, give me the check right now. How much money do you have in your bank account? $200? Give it to me. You're a loser. Why wouldn't you spend the money with me?
Listen, you'll never be without work. You'll never be without money. You'll have an organization that is booming in affluence. You'll have a pipeline full. You'll have appointments filled up. Right? I call it, a group called me yesterday. I'm actually trying to do a deal with CNBC. And the guy says, I'm interested. I said, good, I'll be there tomorrow. Call me back. I'm flying into New York tomorrow. What am I trying to do right now? By the way, I was supposed to be here.
Listen to this music.
It's like hypnotizing.
This is what churches do, by the way. They play this music that's like slowly building because there's a thing that happens in your brain. Your right and your left brain kind of come together in this
you get
weird,
more and more hyped
you get in a trance.
And,
yeah, that's right. Drink the Kool-Aid. Do it. Your pipeline will be full. There'll be bitches on your dick 24 hours a day. You'll be flying privately everywhere you go if you just get someone to send $400 your way.
Yeah, that's it.
And when you get that $400, send it to me.
Right.
Yeah, you
I'll
know
take half.
That whatever he's saying, this $400 number, you know that's the number that he wants them to pay him.
Mm-hmm.
He's selling them. He's not selling you on the idea of selling someone.
He threw out,
he
named drop to CNBC.
CNBC. By the way, he did a television show on CNBC that lasted one episode. I mean, literally, it didn't go anywhere.
You can pay for stuff on CNBC, too.
Oh, yeah,
too.
Of course.
Yeah.
Listen.
They make it look like it's an investigative thing, but it's not.
Grant Cardone did not turn into Shark Tank. Let's put it that way. I mean, first of all, second of
Mark Cuban would be like, pfft.
Yeah. Listen, I met Mark Cuban. Yes. He's the real deal. I'm sure he's given motivational speeches also, right? It's a circuit and people do it. And
but not
famous.
Like this.
No.
I've heard him speak before too. And
he's
not
going to tell you just to scream at people, do it, and it's going to happen. You're going to have a pipeline is going to be full. You're going to have millions of dollars in the bank. It doesn't work like that. That's not how it works. Give them some useful advice. Tell them how to get over sales objections. Explain to people how life really is, not how magical thinking can probably get you nowhere. Life is tough, and these businesses are hard to build. Look at TCB. Will you look at this? You think this all came to me just because I said do it? It actually did.
Yeah, you did say, Chrissy, you're going to do it.
I said, Chrissy, you're going to do it.
I said, okay.
I said, you're going to do episode number one, and then you're going to do another 147 episodes. And then, and only then, will I give you $400.
Uh-huh. I'll fly into New York tomorrow. I can be there tomorrow, Mr. Ackerman. Okay, how does that work? I can't do tomorrow. I was going to be here anyway, man. I'm trying to close the deal. Let me close the deal.
I was going to be here anyway.
I was going to be here anyway.
Because the guy, like, apparently the CNBC guy said, no, that doesn't work.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
He goes, no, but I was going to be here anyway.
Grant, I don't like you. Grant, you're an asshole.
I've got to go now, Grant.
Yeah, I'm going to go now, Grant. You can be here all you want, but you're not getting in the front door. Good luck getting past security.
I had to be in two places at one time later. Right? Some of you in the room, they're like, hey, I can see you at 4 o'clock on Tuesday, right? And the customer says to you, I'll see you at 4 o'clock on Tuesday. Let me look at my calendar. Like you're so busy.
Just lie and act busy.
Yeah, I know you're a loser. You got nothing on that calendar. Don't worry about your children. What? You got to pick your kid up at school? Let him rot!
Leave him!
Leave him! You got to close the deal! $400! It means a full pipeline! Girls with fake boobs! Jacuzzis on private airplanes!
Planes?
Yeah. You're going to be there anyway?
Yeah.
Tell your kid to take a cab home from school. What are you doing? You need to close that $400 deal.
Dude, that is so old. That is so old. And it's dishonest. It's dishonest, man. You want to see me Tuesday, 4 o'clock? I give you Tuesday at 4 o'clock.
Agree to it.
Done.
Done. Tuesday at 4 o'clock. Done. Done. I got you covered, buddy.
It works just that easy.
It works
like
just that easy.
Like the snap of Khloe Kardashian's fingers.
That's right. As her hands break apart like glass.
The dust.
Greg Cardone is such a just absolute Yahoo of the highest order.
Done. I'll call you if something changes. If there's an earthquake between now and next Tuesday morning, there's a massive earthquake and I can't be there. You think everybody will understand?
I am literally going to rent a helicopter and get to you. I'm going to reverse the spin of the earth just like Superman did.
Yes.
Do it!
Commit first, figure the rest out later. Close the deal right now. Fill your calendar up. Your calendar's got the devil all over it.
The color's got the devil all over
it. Yeah, the devil. The devil is extra time, says him. There's a whole part of a whole speech. Let me give you another Grant Cardone, one of the ones I caught on Grant Cardone. I didn't have time to cut it up. But Grant Cardone tells a story about how someone walked into his office, or someone he met somebody, right? He was meeting with somebody somewhere. Let's assume his office.
The CNBC president.
Yeah, the CNBC president. And the guy goes, I'm going to give you $20 million for your venture, whatever it is Grant Cardone is doing. Go to Grant Cardone. You know, you can find out about Grant Cardone. He says, I'm going to give you $20 million because I trust you. I like you. And Grant means guaranteed. When I hear Grant, it means guaranteed returns. That's what it means. And he gives me a $20 million check right there, right then.
Right.
He said, I've never had that happen. Easy. Never had someone cut a $20 million check right then and right there. But he did.
Bounced.
Yeah. I took it to Bank of America to get some bills, pay some bills. So he says that 2 days, 3 days, whatever it is later, a couple days later, one of the compliance guys or due diligence guys.
Back to the compliance. Yeah,
from this guy who gave him $20 million firm came and Grant was like, hey, what are you doing here? And he says, well, my boss. Well, I'm here to check on that $20 million. Let's just make sure, you know, it's going somewhere. And Grant says, how long are you going to be here? And the guy says, I don't know. I'll be here for the day. I'm going to check out some things. You know, can I get with your team members? Yeah, whatever you want to do, get with my team members. Uh-huh. No problem. I'm going to take the private plane. I'll be out of here. He says, yeah, no problem. But before the end of the day, you come see me, right?
Grant is saying. Okay.
I got something for your boss, for your guy, right?
Okay.
Guy spends the afternoon there doing his due diligence, his homework, whatever it is. And at the end of the day, the guy goes, okay, Grant, I'm out of here. You know, I saw what I needed to see and I'm going to go report back and blah, blah, blah. And Grant says, before you go, I got something for you. Hands him an envelope and says, give this to your boss. What is it? Well, you can open it if you want to. It's a $20 million check. Mm. I don't want your money if you're going to be checking up on me left and right.
Oh,
it's like,
no.
Holy shit. You got to be kidding me.
What?
You got to be kidding
fucking
me. Like,
you're going to find things that you're not going to like. Here's the check.
I mean, honestly, like, what? Cojones. Cojones on this.
If it's true.
It's probably not true. Yes. He was on like Clubhouse, like raising money for real estate deals. I mean, listen, when you're on Clubhouse raising money for real estate deals, you get put in the same category as NFTs. It's
right.
Like, whatever the fuck. Here is my point about this whole thing is that be wary, in my opinion. We should be wary. Mm-hmm. We as a community should be wary of the soothsayers. There are some legitimate coaches out there who can teach you great things, and
Definitely.
They're well-intentioned and they're well-meaning, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you want to go learn how karate, then you should go to someone who knows karate and is willing to coach you and has the teacher, the heart of a teacher
skills,
and all that.
Yeah.
If you want to learn how to do whatever it is Grant Cardone is doing, don't spend $400 to go hear this bullshit, because the advice is just horrible. Just do it does not accomplish things in life. Yes, you have to do hard things in order to be successful in life, and you're going to make decisions you don't want to make and do things you don't want to do and all that other stuff. But screaming at people, just do it. Just sign your $400 over to me. It's not a great way to go about doing business. Although, we were never particularly successful at sales, so maybe if we had checked... Our tactics.
Speak for yourself.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
I was never particularly good at sales.
Yes, you were.
I was good at getting other people to go sell on my behalf. That's what it was.
You were the motivation.
Yeah, I was the motivation. That's true. Well, that circular argument just came to an end. I'll never forget. First week at Clear Channel, I get a phone call from the head of interactive services. Like, it's this new division.
Right. It's just when it was starting up.
Called iHeartRadio was the app, right? So the guy who's heading this up, whatever his name was at the time, he calls me up. He's great to have you on the team. Heard great things about you. Congratulations. You know, I'm just getting integrated down there. Listen, I'm going to come down next week. I'm going to come down and I'm bringing the president of the company, and we want you to give a little presentation to the whole staff on streaming and internet radio, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that's great. I don't know the first thing about streaming and internet radio. I have no fucking clue. He says, like, you know, but if you need any help, you know, call this girl. Well, I called this girl. She's no help. She knows less than I do, right? So I'm like, oh, shit, I'm fucked. I'm going to have to do this all on my own. I spend the entire weekend, you know, making this presentation.
Right.
And I never forget being so nervous, because there were 200 people in that fucking conference room upstairs, and everyone was like, everyone hated me, because I represented change that no one wanted to see.
No. Nope.
Right. So no one liked me. They didn't even know what, they had no idea what anything, you know, internet from it. And so I will never forget, within the first minute of me talking in that presentation, I start sweating absolutely profusely.
Oh, yeah, it happens.
Yeah, I was just like dripping, like big sweat stains.
Right.
And I'm like, $5 for an internet spot, $2 for this, $1 for that. I mean, we're literally selling ads for $1. And I'm nervous about telling the sales staff there. And I can see all these old people like, yeah, we've seen you, kid. You're like a consultant. You come, you go. We're not worried about you. You'll be gone in a day. You're just like the typewriter. You're just like the typewriter. It came and it went. It's like, I was but somebody came to me afterwards, one of these older people.
The old guard?
Yeah, the old guard came to me afterwards. And he was like, I just want to let you know, it was an incredibly motivating speech you gave, and I'm really revved up to sell this internet shit. And I was like, oh,
nice.
Thanks, man. He's like, seriously, you did a really good job. I think everybody really felt it in the air. It was good. It was palpable. And I was like, you are so fucking full of shit, because all I did up there was sweat, stammer, and stutter. But thanks, man. Teacher's pet. It's always one in the group.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Meanwhile, the guy who initially invited me to give this conversation, the president of the whatever, the interactive services there, took us out to dinner that night. Uh-huh. Not a fucking word. Not one word about the presentation.
He didn't say anything.
Not one word. You know, he didn't say anything because it wasn't good. He didn't know how to let me down easy.
He was like, who did we just hire? We fired this guy.
Tell you what, let's put him in charge of 4 radio stations and see how he does then. Which is what they did.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so now we have to address it. Let's get to it. Chrissy, what happened to your eye?
Yeah, so I had an injury a few days ago, and it's not getting any better. And it was a freak injury, which made me realize, as I told other people about this injury, everybody else has a story, too.
Yeah. Everybody's had
about
this happen.
Not this specific one, but about a phone injury some way. So I was in bed Saturday morning, reach over to the nightstand, and I get my phone, and I have it above my head. You know, I'm lying down.
Yeah.
So it's above my face, and I dropped it. I lost the grip. It slipped out of my hand, and the corner fell directly into my eye, and it hurt really
like into
bad.
Your open eye or into your closed eye? Or do you
I don't remember. Yeah. I just know it just hit my eye and the corner, and which was really heavy and hurt.
Yeah,
and
phones are like 2 pounds or something.
God, I was like, I'm going to have a black eye. I need to get some ice on it. Put some ice on it. Seemed to be okay for the rest of the day. Sunday, swollen, bloodshot.
Yeah.
And it just has never gone back down. So if anybody out there is watching the YouTube
stream, if you're looking directly at it, then you can definitely notice that it's red and a little bit swollen. I think you've done a good job with the makeup because there's no black and blue about it.
Well, it's really not bruised.
No.
It's just the
eye. But your eye is like totally bloodshot.
Very bloodshot and puffy.
And we're going on like 4 days now, right? Mm-hmm. 4 or 5 days.
So I told my sister about it. She said the same thing happened to her, but with her lip. And the next day she had a full-blown fat lip.
Yeah, it happened on my cheek and I got a big black eye.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is uncommon.
I know. So if you've had any phone injuries.
You need a blue pillow. Need a blue pillow. Everybody needs a blue pillow so that you can hold, something else can hold your phone while you're reading your shit. Because, I mean, it's just those phones are dangerous.
My birthday's coming up.
I know.
So.
You want a blue pillow? Should I get you a blue pillow?
I want one.
I hope it's not anything serious. I don't think it is.
I do too. It's your eye, so you know you're kind of protective of it.
But you can see just fine.
I can see. It's just it's a little
irritated.
Sore and very bloodshot and puffy.
Is it glassy? Does it keep watering?
Yeah, it does keep watering.
Yeah. I wonder what's going on.
I'll let you know.
You've got
going to the doctor tomorrow.
You've got like Khloe Kardashian hands. You've got Khloe Kardashian eyes.
I might.
Like your hand, those hands, and your eyes together would make a scary, scary team. That's right. Well, I really hope that you feel better.
Thank you.
Yeah, I hope it's nothing serious.
I
don't want to have to call you one-eyed hodler.
I know. Well, I said.
If
you see me wearing
laugh,
sunglasses too, you know, who knows what they're going to do to fix this.
I don't know. I don't know if they're going to do anything.
I'm leaving for Costa Rica.
I know.
Soon.
That sucks, dude. Well, it's okay. Everyone's eyes are bloodshot down there.
True.
Been there, done that. Full of rum and cocaine. Don't worry about it. All right. TCBpodcast.com is where you go. Find out more about Chrissy and I. Read all the show notes. Listen to all the audio. Watch all the video. If you would, YouTube.com/TheCommercialBreak. Subscribe, like. We would really love to see 1,500. Or 5,000, excuse me, 1,500. We'd like to see 5,000. That's probably where we'll end up. 5,000 YouTube subscribers before the end of the year. So do us a favor, subscribe, and then you can watch clips every day of the week in the studio every couple of days, which is a YouTube exclusive content you can't find anywhere else. At the commercial break, if you're so kind, no one ever goes to that fucking Instagram. I don't know what's going on there, but I don't know. So many people listen, and then it's just like, it's so hard to get them to get on Instagram.
Yeah. Tough.
And I watch all these other podcasts, and they have hundreds of thousands of but they've been doing it for a lot longer than we have. So maybe that's just it. Or maybe people, you know, they just like to listen to the show and they don't care about our Instagram.
That's true.
Maybe that's it.
That's true. I don't go to a lot of other podcasts that I listen to their Instagram, quite frankly.
There's a couple that I like. There's a couple of podcasts that I like, and they put together like bite-sized clips that I think are funny, so I watch it. So maybe that's what we should do. Mm-hmm. It's just make it a clip factory. Just keep on pushing out clips on Reels or Stories or whatever.
You let us know.
I don't know. I'll talk to the higher ups on
the higher ups,
social media division of the commercial break. Gustavo. Yes. You may have noticed that there's now 3 shows a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. That's a conscious choice. We made it. And so now you're going to get it. More?
Now you're going to get it. Just do it.
I can hear the unfollows right now. I don't want any more notifications from these motherfuckers. Do it! That's a conscious choice, and we appreciate it. If you're in the market for any of our products or services, please do us a favor. Products or services of our sponsors, please do us a favor.
Not any of our products or services.
Yeah. Doesn't matter if you're in the market. We're giving you three of them a week. Take that. If you're in the market for any of the products or services of our sponsors, please use the specialized URLs or codes. It lets them know that we're doing our job so we can keep on doing our job for you, which is giving you content like this, content you can't find anywhere else for free. It's the commercial break. Another episode in the can. Chrissy, I say I love you.
I love you, Brian.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, we always say, we do say, and we must say. Bye.
Bye.